time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This morning, it's our legislative update, and joining us, as she always does, I have Representative Christine Watkins. She's got a busy morning on her hands, so we're going to maybe try and cut this a little short. You were saying you're getting ready to go for a helicopter ride.
Yes, I get to go on a Black Hawk helicopter with the National Guard over the Great Salt Lake. You know, the big issue is saving the Great Salt Lake. And so we're going to go out and see what it looks like now that it's at historic low levels. So I'm dressed warm, and we'll be going down as soon as we're done to get ready.
We'll see how that goes. So really quickly then, you said you wanted to talk about a couple of things. The first one is back in 2017, you passed a bill about the clean slate. Let's talk about that one.
Well, you know, I was so excited to be a part of that bill, and I totally forgot it was going to take this long to get it into effect. But it went into effect, I believe it was Thursday. And so this is for people who have minor infractions on their records. It's not for people who have felons that are felonies or that kind of thing. But it's supposed to be done automatically. And honestly, I don't know if they do it alphabetically, but I think it has to do with oldest ones first. And there's even a website that you can see if your record has been cleared, and it is cleanslateutah.org, just cleanslateutah.org, and you can go see if your record is clean. And there's actually this group, it's a nonprofit organization. They're working with the state of Utah to help raise awareness and to help people get their records expunged, because I'm telling you, we've not done a very good job when people have paid their fines, done their time, whatever. We just have this linger on so that they can't get apartments, they can't get work, and it's really bad. So I'm just thrilled that this bill is finally going into effect.
So people can go to that website and see if they have anything that's on there that shouldn't be on there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it'll be if it's been cleared. Yes. Yes.
And that was, once again, cleanslateutah.org.
Right.
And they can go check that out and get all the information on there. And, you know, I understand as far as, because there are places that, you know, hire according to those kinds of things and like that. Is that really what brought this change about in the law is the hiring practices and, you know, maybe even renting an apartment or something like that is concerned?
Yes. And it was like their background just followed them everywhere when they had done everything right to make it right. And so we're really, really excited for this. And it's for if you've been out of the criminal justice system for at least 5 years, and you can see if it's gone. You know, and if it isn't, these people are working really hard to help people. So, you know, unless you've been affected by this, you don't really even understand how damaging it can be to your life.
All right. So that is something that people can check on now. And the other one, before we let you go, it's always nice to get, you know, with tax time coming up and things like that, people look forward to that tax refund. But there might be some people out there, even in our area, that have money that the state owes them and they don't even know anything about it. And that's where you're going to step in, you said.
Yes, it's actually unclaimed property. But by property, we mean money. And, you know, there's been a big push the last couple of years. If a health or a life insurance company can't find someone to give money to when they know someone has passed away and they can't find the heirs, they give it to the state and say, you keep it and find out where these people are. So I have pages and pages of people's names who have money coming back to them. We just need to find them. And because of legal things, I can't even put them out on Facebook because some person would scam them or do whatever. But I have names and addresses, and I am really going to, my husband's going to help me, and we're going to hunt people down or hunt families down, because I know some of these people have passed away. We just need to find the heirs, and they can file for this money, and it is not hard to do. There's even businesses on here. It was interesting to see how many businesses were on this list, but there's people on here that on this list from $70,000 down. So, you know, even if you only got $10,000, somebody's, you've lost some money or you forgot you had it or whatever. We want to connect you with your money. And I'm just excited. I got my district, which is Duchesne and Carbon and Grand, but I'm going to go back and see if I can get Emory counties. Because I lived there for so long, I know people over in Emory County as much as I do in Carbon, and going to see if I can get that to be able to hunt those people down, to reconnect them with their money too.
So maybe sometime soon in the mail, you might get a letter from Representative Watkins telling you you've got money.
Yeah, I might even show up on your doorstep.
So you're going to play Ed McMahon. That sounds like a good idea.
Yep, I'm going to be hunting you down because I want you to get your money.
Just start handing out money. That's a good thing. A good thing. All right, Representative Watkins, we're going to let you go. We'll catch up with you again later on in the week, and we'll have some other fun, interesting topics to talk about then. But right now, we're just going to let you go and get ready for your ride. How's that?
Okay. All right. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks, you as well. That's Representative Christine Watkins talking to us from up on the Hill about our legislative update. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and you can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.